USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thinks a new dynamic is emerging in the fight against the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. COVID-19, a big topic during the Capitol Hill briefing, as was an update on coronavirus relief talks.
Excited about the prospect that there's a bipartisan bill, because I told members I'm not bringing any more bills that are not bipartisan. We wanted to show what needs to be done in the interest of negotiation. They're negotiating. It's a good product. It's not everything we want. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the Republicans to think that this is a dream come true.
The Pentagon is announcing President Trump has ordered the majority of personnel and assets out of Somalia by early next year. There are roughly 700 troops serving in the African nation. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next Rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp is calling for a signature audit of Georgia's election results after allegations he considers concerning from a hearing from the Government Oversight Committee. Kemp telling Fox News,
I called early on for a signature audit. Obviously, the Secretary of State, per the laws and the Constitution, would have to order that. He has not done that. I think it should be done. I think, especially with what we saw today, it raises more questions. There needs to be transparency on that. I would again call for that, and I think in the next 24 hours, hopefully, we'll see a lot more from the hearings that the legislature had today, and we'll be able to look and see what the next steps are. But that's what's good about where we are now. Because of the recount that we're having in the state, it allows those things to be looked at.
The NHL is targeting a mid-January start to the upcoming season. An initial proposed date was set for January 1st, but that appears to be unlikely due to a lack of necessary time for training camp. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Time magazine has named a 15-year-old Colorado scientist and inventor as 2020 Kid of the Year.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a kid of the year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The aviation industry is cheering a rule on airplanes that bans emotional support animals like birds, cats, and miniature horses. Paul Hartshorn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says for years they've been dealing with unruly pets.
Our flight attendants for years have been dealing with untrained, sometimes wild animals in the aircraft cabin because of these false certifications that passengers have been able to obtain.
That audio courtesy of WOAI-TV in San Antonio, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.